Now here's a man and woman, both of us standing here, first time meeting. Now, just to talk to you, lady, just a second, because you've been the first one here. And now you say, is that my meeting at Winnipeg? Well, that's mighty fine. That's about 10 years ago. The woman is a Christian, exactly, because her spirit is welcome. You're a believer. That's right. Long time. And not only that, but you're something to do in a church. You're a preacher's wife. That's exactly right. And you're suffering with, it's in the breast, the tumor in the breast. It's correct. And you're not from this city. Neither are you from Winnipeg. I see the west coast in a big city. Where's the big park? Around Vancouver. That's where it is. That's exactly right. Now, is that the truth? You believe Jesus heals you now? Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless this woman and ask for her healing in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you now, sister. Don't doubt. Go on your road and rejoice and be happy. Amen. You believe? Now, the only way I know what was said, it's on the recording there. See, I pick it up. Whatever was said was the truth. All right, now be real reverent. Just as reverent as you can be. And now, watch this away. Believe with all your heart now. Just look and believe that He's raised from the dead. Now, you say, could He heal me now? He has healed you. This is a sign that He has already done it. It's in the past. Now, the Lord knows that, whether it's true or not. Now, the Bible speaks it to be true. Now, you look this way and just start believing, saying, Lord, I now believe with all my heart. Now, is it, you're the next man.
I'm the husband of that woman. And I can vouch that that's all true.
You're the husband of the woman.
That's right.
And you can vouch you that it's the truth.
Yes, I'm a pastor at the West Coast in Port Moody.
Yes, sir.
I guess people could hear me. Just as you said, and I'm a perfect stranger to you, and you told my wife the truth.
Can you hear that? All right. Now, my friend, you're here, my brother, and you're for something, too. Now, may the Lord Jesus help me to understand. Now, if it's healing you need, I'd be glad to do it if I could, but I'm not the healer. Christ is the healer who has already done it. And if it's for financial troubles, He has the cattle on 1,000 hills. If it's for domestic, whatever it is, He knows and can take care of it. Only I don't know. You know that. I'm a stranger to you. I'm a stranger. All right. May the Lord have mercy and help me. Yes, I see the woman standing by your side. That's right. She is your wife. And you're here for me to pray for you for something wrong with your shoulder. And that was caused by an accident, a motorcycle. That you had an accident and the shoulder never went back to its place just right till then. It's over now and you can go on your road rejoicing and be with God. Amen. It's all over.
You have many things wrong with you. Isn't that right? I just see it all mixing up together. And say, you just had an operation too. Isn't that right? Now I see a wound. It was a tumor.
What?
Is that right? Say, aren't you taking some kind of a treatment for that now? Isn't that right? Some kind of treatment to kill the... Is that right?
Yes.
Just a moment, it left me. Was what I said was right?
Yes.
Turn around to the audience. Was that right, sir?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now come here. I can pray for you. That's all I can do. Dear Lord, you are here tonight. And I pray that you will heal this man. May he get well. He wants to, Lord. He realizes this is malignancy. And I pray, God, that you heal him and make him well. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he live. Amen. Sir, it is malignancy. But you're going to get all right. God bless you. Go on your way.
There's a little man scratching his ear there looking at me. What do you think, sir? Do you believe? You believe me to be his servant? The light's hanging over you, sir. If God will reveal to me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be his servant? Stand up on your feet. You... All right? You won't be hard of hearing if you'll listen just a minute. Not only are you hard of hearing, now you hear me? You got asthma also, don't you? Coughing. Makes your heart flutter. You're not from this city. You're not from here. You're not from this city. You're from another city. That's right. You believe that God will make you well? You believe that God will heal you? Come here.
Praise the Lord.
Bow your head.
I believe that Jesus has the same power today that he has when he is here upon this earth.
Eternal and blessed God, we don't ask for miracles. We ask for mercy. Give unto this man mercy. Take the enemy away from him. Take the deaf spirit out of him so that he can hear. For the glory of God, in the name of Jesus, every head bowed. How long have you been that way?
I've been going that way for a year and a half.
You believe in God can heal you, make you well?
I sure do.
He's already done it. I'm just barely talking. Now you're all right. Now I want you to go back to Franklin, Ohio, where you come from. And Mr. Wesley Miller, that's who you are, from Franklin, Ohio. You return back. You got your hearing. You're well. Your asthma's gone. Go rejoice now. Be happy. God bless you. You're a witness.
Now, he's still the same God tonight. You believe that?
Amen.
You believe that? I suppose we're strangers, aren't we? Never met in life before. You're just a woman here in the audience. Got a prayer card and come up on the platform. But now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, he was able to tell me what you're up here for. He can tell me what you have been, what you are now, what you will be. Is that right? Certainly. No secret is with him. Did you ever read the little book, a little book called... I think called Prophet Visits Africa, something like that. Or, did you ever see the picture of that angel?
Yeah.
You saw the picture of it. I'm only trying to talk to you like he did at the woman as well. You've been through some trouble. You've just been operated on. That comes from the back or around this way, under the side, it was a gallbladder.
Yeah.
A gallbladder operation. Two doctors was in the room that's taken the gallbladder. You've never been well since. Sick all the time.
Yes.
You've never done the job right. Jesus Christ can do it.
Hallelujah.
You believe it?
Oh, glory.
Go ahead. It's done now. My, you believe with all your heart?
Sure.
You want to get over that arthritis?
Yes.
You accept Jesus?
Yes, I do.
God bless you. Go right on in. Get over in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. You deep Christ makes you well.
Purchase price. Christ's salvation, my angels.
Yes, sir, he did.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm loaded with this fire and knowing this.
You've got some fever that's bothered you for a long time.
40 years.
It started back before the First World War started. I see soldiers marching with pinches in their hats with rat leggings on. And you got it in some country where there was a dark people. Dark, I believe it's Mexico, Mexican people. You have some kind of a swelling condition that takes place or something in you. And you've had an injury in the spine, two or three of them.
Three of them.
You You're a friend to Fred Bosworth.
Yes, I am.
I see him standing before me now, and a fat, heavy-set fellow with his hair. It's Paul Rader.
Paul
Rader. Is that right?
Yes,
God bless you. Go on, peace, and God be with you. Amen. You want to get over that tumor without an operation?
Yes,
you believe the power of God is sure to make that demon leave out of there and them cells will break away and go away? Do you believe
sure
it?
Do.
Then accept him as your healer right now. The same thing. This your son. Do you believe that God will reveal to me the trouble of that child?
I believe.
With all your heart?
With all my heart.
And if I will be, by the help of God, reveal that child's trouble to you by the Spirit of God, you will believe that God is in his church doing the same thing he did. He's a nervous child. Is that right? Lay your own hand on his head. Say, God, I accept his healing in the merit of Calvary right now. You want to get over the hay fever? Go accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Bow your head. Death spirit on a man.
Almighty God, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, give us strength and glory and help. Bless this man who I bless in thy name, and may the spirit of the enemy leave this man in Jesus Christ, whose name I have blessed. Amen. Satan, come out of me, through Jesus' name. Hear me? Hear me now? Hear me now? Sure, minister? Hear me now? Say amen. Amen.
Now raise your hand. I'm going to say real whisper it, and you say it out loud.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Can you hear it? Get up close to the mic. Now watch, I'm going to put my finger in this ear. This is the deaf ear.
What?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
you. You're a minister of the gospel, so you believe that, don't you? God's going to keep going on your rosary until I see your ear.
God's servant, and just a humble man as yourself, then the angel of the Lord, did you see the picture, did you? And then that comes down and that gives the anointing, and that anointing then it does the telling, that's right. Now, I perceive that you are a Christian, you're a Christian man, and you are suffering with a condition of an eye trouble, and the doctors want to operate on that eye.
Amen.
You won't permit that, and you have been in a meeting of mine before.
Amen.
Years ago.
Amen.
And in there you were sitting in the audience by the side of a blind woman, and that woman received
Amen.
Her sight. And since then, you have said if you could ever get to me, that God would heal you and cure that eye.
Amen. Amen.
Is that truth what was
That's
said?
The truth.
That voice.
Praise the Lord.
Well, my brother, you have reached that time. God has healed you now.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Go on
the Lord.
Your...
Praise the Lord.
There's some contact with you and a lady standing down here in this audience back here. I
wife.
See it's your wife.
Fine. Praise the Lord.
She's suffering with a heart trouble.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's true.
All right, you can both go home and be well now. God
Amen.
Bless you. Be a healer.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe, sir? Do you believe that Jesus raised from the dead, that he comes here and does his signs and wonders just... You believe that feeling that you are feeling now is his presence? Do you believe that? That he... You realize that something's going
yes,
on?
Yes, I do.
You are suffering with a nervous condition and kind of a scientist.
Yes,
Isn't that right? Say you're a minister. You're a preacher. And you used to pastor a church. Since getting sick, you kind of had your service at home. And you come from a wooded country too, rolling hills. It's Indiana. And the beginning is like Odina. Is that right? Odin? You believe me to be his prophet now? All right, you're finished with your sickness. Go home and take up your church and start pastoring again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we be healed. God bless you. You want to get over that eye condition? Go believe him with all your heart. God will make you well.
You believe with all your heart now? I want to talk to you just in order to catch you, to see what the Lord would say. And I believe that he will tell me something that will help your faith. The first thing, you're suffering with a chest trouble. It's in your chest. And you are here interested in someone else. It's your grandson. He has an ear trouble. He is not with you. But you're packing a handkerchief. And the handkerchief has got a little verse printed on it. And it came in an envelope addressed to you. Take it to him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. I suppose that you're not our strangers to we are. And I do not know you. I've never seen you. But there is someone who's near here now, whose presence that you're aware that there's something near you that's not you. And he's the one who knows all about you. He's the one who fed you all your life and knows all about you. You're also suffering from nervousness, aren't you?
Yes.
Very nervous. One thing, it's a time of life for you to be nervous. Menopause. That's common among women. It's your age. May the Holy Spirit speak something else that would be that wouldn't seem so natural as you'd think psychology to look at you and say, well, her age would do that. I never picked that up through psychology. You know what I understand, buddy. Is that true? Watch what you're fearing something because you're kind of afraid you've got cancer. Isn't that right? Say you've had several operations. Isn't that right? I see you move from the hospital back. I'm going to say at least 4 or 5 times you've been in the hospital. 5 times. Here's another thing. You have a growth in you now. Just been examined. That growth is in the rectal, is it?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on our sister.
Oh,
bless her well. May the
Lord
make her go. Yes? You are just not sure what's wrong with you. They don't even know. Some think you got heart trouble and sometimes you think it's kidney trouble. Isn't that right? The symptom shows both ways. Say, I see a white gown, or it's, no, it isn't. It's a, well, it's an operation. And I see it repeat three times. You've had three operations. Is that right? And you've, they've taken something out of your back, or it's a gallbladder off the liver. Is that right? That's right. Was that true?
Yes.
That wasn't me speaking, sir. I'm Brother Branham speaking now. That was him speaking then. Don't you have faith in him? God be merciful to my brother. Have faith in God. We're strangers, are we, sir? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ? You do. A Christian man. I'm so happy. You have a very odd thing you're asking for tonight, isn't it? Shall I say it, or just, you know what I'm talking about? Shall I say it, or just keep it to myself? You know what I'm speaking of? Either way. Your makeup from childhood has been strange. That's right. You're desiring a worthy thing. Sterile. Is that true? Say, aren't you in the Navy, or aren't you a sailor? I see clothes, or a man standing by the side of you, just, it's you.
Yes.
You are a sailor. You are now.
Yes.
You're in the Navy now. Well, God bless you. Go and be made whole in the name of the Lord.
Now, are we strangers, ladies?
No.
How long ago was that, Dan?
18 years ago.
18? Oh, 18 years ago. You were healed with cancer 18 years ago. Someone prayed for you and you were healed.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Then you, I want to ask you some questions. You answer me. I see something. Been a lot happened since then, hasn't there? You know what I'm talking about. You backslid on God.
Yeah, I just didn't.
And you've got the same thing again. You got cancer again. Is that right? And you're ready for surgery right now. Is that true? All right. If that's, raise your hand up. Look, lady. Death knocks at your door. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You return to God and God will return to you.
Well, I got a question to ask you. Yeah. You gave me the admission to go and pray and work with the sick, but I never had help that I could. That's one reason I am really backslidden as far as backslidden is concerned, because I believe in God and I know you.
But see, that is true, lady. What I mean is true. You don't understand what backsliding don't mean that you've gone some way from, don't, if a man, I'm a little bit of a Calvinist, see, not that radical type, but I'm Calvinistic. When a man's born again, but you backslid away from your calling from God.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And you should have went and done something that you felt like that you wasn't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who made man fail?
God.
That's right. Now, do you believe?
Yes.
All right, come here. Do you now say to God, if he'll let you live and not die, that you'll serve him all the days of your life and will go do what he asked you to do?
Yes.
You will? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, knowing, standing here, the woman knowing and realizing the presence of the great Almighty God, I pray, dear Jesus, that you will help her and tonight forgive her, Lord. No, Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Lord, here she's backslid on your promises and went back. Now, Father, I pray that you'll forgive her of everything and take her tonight at her word, and she comes to you with her hands up and tears down her cheeks, asking you, Lord, to remember her, for we realize that she can't live very much longer like this. And Father, upon her confession, upon her heart's desire, I ask this demon of cancer that it'll move back from her in the name of Jesus Christ to give her this chance of life. God bless you, lady. Go rejoicing. Let me hear what happens to you. Let's say praise be to God. No, now everyone be reverent. That's the man. He's got a death spirit on him. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man. This death spirit moving up, feeling his whole shaking being moving up close to me, knowing that he's got to come out of this man. He's standing in your presence. And Lord, we're believers. We believe that what you said is the truth. You said when the deaf spirit went out of the man, he could hear. And Lord, we believe that. And you said, I'll give you power that you go forth and preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We believe that. And you said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. Therefore, Lord, by the commission of an angel, I ask for mercy for this man. Thou deaf spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say, leave the man. Come out of him.
Do you hear me, sir? Do you hear me?
How long have you been here? All right. Raise your head. It's been this way for about 15 years.
Do you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
You've been kind of nervous too, haven't you? That's a prostate trouble. It left you the same time. Kind of getting up, you know, and things like that. You know what I mean? The bathroom. That's gone from you, brother. You're healed. I'll go on your road and rejoice. Let's say praise the Lord. I want to ask you a few questions as I speak to you. You're just some woman that's got a prayer card and come up here on the line. There's something strange about the case. I see it right now. There's something. What's your nationality? Ukraine. This is kind of strange to you, isn't it? See?
I come with an open heart.
Yeah, I believe that. And I believe you're really seeking Jesus Christ. I know, lady. Now look, you're troubled, you're having trouble in your shoulders, in your side, your back. Is that right? And then you've got a burden on your heart because you've got a young daughter, and that young daughter is paralyzed or got paralysis or something. Is that right? If that's all true, raise your hand. Then, will you accept Jesus Christ now as your Savior and your healer for you and daughter both? Will you do it? Your orthodox is gone. You become a Christian in Jesus Christ's name. Go and may it be as you have been. Let's pray. Lady, I want you to just look at me. It's just because you're human, I am a human. And we both have, well, we got to stand before God someday. We got to give an account for our lives. And now you have a human spirit. I have a human spirit because God ordained us to be that way. Now, but if there's any sickness, maybe you got something, I don't know. Maybe you got cancer. Maybe you got some kind of female trouble. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that's a disease which is the devil of the darkness. That's right. It's of darkness. It's not of light. Sickness is of darkness to kill you. God is light, who brings light. Now, in here, and you're conscious that something is near. You're conscious something's going on. Now, that's the angel of the law. Now, he can reveal to me what is wrong with you if he desires to. If he doesn't, I can't. But being... Yes? Now... Now the lady is moving right back from me just as fast as she can go. She's got something, some kind of headache trouble. And she's, if something hurts her up here all the time, like a headache, scientist or something is causing a headache, I see her rubbing her head. Is that right, lady?
Okay.
Now, that, if that was right, raise up your hand so people see.
Correct.
Now, I never seen the lady, but I've seen a lady, she holds her head like this, and she has severe pain in her head. And another thing I noticed, now the lady leads again. You're extremely nervous, aren't you, lady? Real nervous. Uh-huh. I see you very much upset about something. Not just, I see when something is just, say, don't you have a loved one in the hospital?
Yes,
a man, is a husband, it's your husband.
Husband.
He's just been operated.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right?
Isn't he a veteran or something, in
yes.
some kind, a veteran hospital? Is that right? And say, I see what makes, God bless her soul. You just lost a boy, haven't you?
Yes.
A boy is in the Navy, wasn't
yes.
he? Drowned out in, is that true?
That's true.
God bless you, Mother. Go, your headaches and cease. God has blessed you. And may he, as a dear poor little war mother, bless her in peace. I suppose we're strangers, too.
Yes.
We are. Now, I couldn't heal you, sir, if I had to. Only thing I can do is to pray to God for you. And if God would show me what was wrong with you, well, I could tell you. If he didn't, I couldn't. Of course, you know that. I'm a stranger. You're aware of that. The reason I talk to you is just so the anointing gets started on swiftly so I can get to the people, you understand. You should. You're a minister of the gospel. Is that right?
Yes.
I see you standing on the platform. You've had a nervous breakdown, haven't you?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right. 6 weeks.
All right, just a minute. I see someone standing near you. It's your wife. And she suffers too.
Yes.
And she has a gland trouble or something.
That's
Isn't that
right?
Right?
That's right.
Now
she's
listen,
in the audience.
Is she in the audience?
Yes.
Isn't she kind of a woman that she's got on a black hat? And she's got little flowers like in front of it.
Yes.
And she wears glasses, doesn't she?
That's right.
Go put your arm around her, lay your hand on her, both of you go home, you're going to get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Trouble, sir? Raise up your hand and say, thank God for healing me.
Praise the Lord for healing me.
That'll go off the platform. Keep that testimony. He's bound to do it. I want you to bow your head a minute for a death spirit on the woman. Would you bow your head just a moment? We're not trying to... Now, a while ago in showing that the blind could see, I didn't do that to be smart. Certainly it's given to me to cast out evil spirits. But I'll let the people have their faith. You must have faith yourself. But sometimes it seems something in my heart says, do this, that the people might know that I am with them. That's the reason, by the grace of God, restored sight to the blind man. That's the reason tonight that you'll see, maybe, if God willing, the woman here, as you see, the deaf spirit, she's trying to lean forward to read my lips. But now you bow your head, keep your head bowed, till I ask you to raise your head, please. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, thou dost know all things, and know that thy servant is not trying to make a show of thy being. But Lord, only that the people might know that you're God and I am your servant, I ask for this to be done widely open just now. And this woman is unprivileged of hearing the gospel. The Bible tells us thy word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Now, if she, this deaf spirit has her bound that she cannot hear, then, Father, she cannot have faith like she would if she could hear the gospel. Then I ask for a miracle. I ask to restore the hearing of this woman. And grant it, Father, for your glory. If thy servant has found grace in thy sight, let it be so tonight. For your glory and for an ensign to Chicago that they must repent or destruction lays ahead. I pray that you'll grant these blessings through Jesus thy Son. And now, Satan, you who deafened the woman, I charge thee by the living God and by the Son of the living God, whom I represent here, by a gift of divine healing, ministered to me by an angel, come out of the woman. You can't hold her.
I'm free.
You hear me now? Open your eyes. Look this way. You hear me?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love my Lord.
You have something wrong with your feet?
Yes.
They're healed also. Now go on your road rejoicing and happy. Let's say praise the Lord.
Amen.
A woman
My lady, you believe he'll heal you? You believe he'll take away the diabetes? Everything that's wrong with you, believe he'll make you well right now? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this woman and make her completely well for your glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice. I just, Reverend, again, just a moment. I don't know whether one of the ladies that left this thing is healed. I've seen it hanging this way, the Spirit of the living God. But they were moving, and I couldn't tell just what happened. It looked like someone standing. Now, it's following the lady that was just come by this way. It's riding around her. It stays. Oh, it's a lady sitting there with a pink-looking dress on. With her head down, she's in prayer. She's suffering with diabetes. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe that Jesus, you were in prayer, you were believing. He heard your prayer. The lady, I see what it was. Remain standing just a moment. That lady was just healed, wasn't that diabetic also? That's where that spirit was calling from. Oh, it was you in prayer to be healed of diabetes. Isn't that right? That is true. And that spirit was following the lady. If you want to see grace of God, looky here. Someone was disturbing, moving out. And I know something happened. It was a woman in prayer. A lady was healed of diabetes. She on the platform, moved around, and I missed the woman, and the Holy Spirit with grace following this woman, so he got right there and stopped. Satan, knowing his time had come, the Holy Spirit pointing the woman out. I never seen it before like that. You're a believer, sister, are you? You're also, that's your husband in front of you there. Is that right? He's suffering with a nervous trouble. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. That's your child that's afflicted. Isn't that right? You also have a daughter. Isn't that right? She's in Bible school. Isn't that right? She has a girl. God make you well in Jesus Christ's name. Everyone here can be healed right now if you just rise and believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
How do you do, lady? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. Only the Lord Jesus knows us. Or he has fed us, blessed us. Between you and us is the Holy Spirit. And also just above you is a shadow of darkness. Real deep dark is hanging near you. What it is, it's the death. You have been to a doctor, yes. And they have, I see the doctor turn, a kind of chunky built fellow, as he shakes his head. It's cancer, and he's beat you up, it's beat you up, dear.
Well, looking up my whole body. But I came from my trauma.
Come. Lord Jesus, I condemn this devil through the vicarious suffering of Jesus Christ. And drive death from her, and may life enter into her body this night. And the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands up on her to confirm this word to her that he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord Jesus, I believe your word, and I condemn death as hanging near her, and ask it to leave through Jesus Christ. Amen. Go right to your testimony. Thanking
God and praising Him with all your heart. Go. Oh, He's wonderful. I believe those people are getting healed. Don't you believe it? They are. I believe you are too. Don't you believe it? I believe God's goodness is just pouring into you right now, don't you? What is God's goodness? His faith pouring into you. Pouring into your spirit. Now, everyone reverent. Now, his presence is here just because I'm not telling the people what's wrong with him. Well, you just, see, you just remember that his presence is here anyhow. His presence is here. Do you believe that, lady?
I sure do.
You do. You're a good believer. All right. Do you believe that he can make you well? You can't. You know he can. Now, if I don't say a word to you, don't even mention your disease or whatever's wrong with you, I don't know at this time. But if he will make known to me what it is, or don't have to do that. If I just pray for you, you're going to get well, aren't you?
Yes.
You're going to get well. All right. Now look, to help your faith, so that you'll know it's a very odd thing that's wrong with you.
Right.
Isn't that right? And doctor after doctor can't tell
that's
you what's
right.
wrong with
that's
you. Is that right?
That's right.
Now listen, isn't it right in the back of your
that's
neck
right.
a drawing? Isn't that right? Come here just a minute.
Oh,
dear Heavenly Father, the poor little woman standing here and she don't realize, and the doctor can't find that devil that's sitting there. It's come upon her to afflict her. But Lord, you know where he's laying there. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on her neck and rebuke that demon. Come out of her. Thou devil, leave the woman. Now, do you believe? All right, you've been in meetings before, haven't you?
Yes.
You've been here. You know all about what takes place, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this woman in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you heal her body. Grant, Lord, that the woman will be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke this spirit of sickness upon the woman. Amen. Just a minute. Excuse me, audience. The colored lady sitting there, the young woman, do you have a prayer card with a green-looking dress on? You sitting there, you don't have a prayer card. Stand up just a minute. Oh, yes, there it was. All right. You believe? You had stomach trouble too, didn't you? Isn't that right? Didn't you have stomach trouble? That's right. You had too. All right. You're both healed. All right, one of the two. God bless you. Everyone be reverent. Be real reverent. See? I just didn't want Satan to slip by with that then. Spirit's moving every way now. It's coming right in. When that woman sat down there, she also accepted Jesus for a better experience. Isn't that right, lady? If that's right, raise back up again. Right? The lady sitting next to you there, that just then the Spirit hit her, you've been suffering with a female. Have you got, first, you got a prayer card? You ain't got no prayer card? Stand up just a minute. Let's see, you ain't got a prayer card. All right. You had female trouble, didn't you? All right. Now you go home, you're here too. Please just go ahead home. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? Come just a little near. I want to lay hands on you to pray for you. Now, you believe if I ask God with all my heart to let you get well, you believe you'll
yes.
do it. You believe it with all your heart.
Yes, I do.
You truly believe. Yes. All right. Now, you believe all that nervousness will leave you? You do? Well, it's already done it, so now you can go on your road rejoicing. Today. All right. Let's say. All right. Strange, this woman's death also. Come here. Satan, thou demon, we as Christians say, come out from the woman, leave her.
Amen.
Through Jesus' name. Leave her. All right. You love him with all your heart?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do. Well, that's
yes.
wonderful.
My
now,
sight.
You have that also? Yeah. How long have you been in this condition?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Yes. Yes. Isn't it wonderful that the Lord Jesus has... Isn't that awful? Yes. Now, when you was back on her years ago as a young woman out there teaching those children and so forth in a school and got to a place that you couldn't hear and so forth like that, and now think even in this age that the Lord Jesus has restored your hearing to you. Isn't that wonderful? Now raise your hands and say, thank you, Lord. That's God. Bless you. Go off the platform.
I want to thank you so much because I have written to you and received benefit from your letter.
Thank you very much, Mother. God bless you.
You sitting there, lady, with the blue-looking coat on looking at me, you're sick too, aren't you? Some kind of a bowel condition that you want to be healed of. You believe God will make you altogether well? You believe that with all your heart? All right, you may raise up. Jesus Christ makes you well. God bless you. Amen. You believe with all your heart? Just a moment. Everyone, please, Reverend, don't move around. There's something happened then. Where was it? Was there somebody healed in the audience just then? Where was it? The woman, somebody was healed, I was talking to somebody. Where was they at? Was I talking to somebody else? Oh, excuse me. Stand up. What was your trouble, lady? Ma'am? Oh. Sitting right there, look here. Right on down that row there. You had bowel trouble, too. Hanging over it. You believe that God will make you well? Colon condition, you believe it will make you well? You want to accept your healing now? You do? Stand up to your feet then. God bless you. Go ahead home now. Get well. That Satan, I've seen it move back and I didn't know where it hit. See, it was sympathizing with that same spirit. Go home now and be well. God bless you. Lady, you believe with all your heart? God is here to make you well. You believe it? All right. I'm going to ask God to heal you. Now, you know you're subject to an operation for a tumor now. And you also have arthritis. But He'll heal you if you believe it. Lord, I pray now as I lay my hands on this old mother in Jesus' name. It's over, sister. You can walk off the platform. She don't have any more arthritis. You see that. What your feet like is walk like a real young woman, snapping your feet up and down like that. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, lady. You believe?
Yes.
Have faith.
Yes.
You sitting there, sir, was you just healed with the glasses on? Have you just been healed? Yes, sir. Did you have an eczema? Well, that lady right behind you, do you have eczema too, isn't it? That's where it was standing. I see it hanging out. All right, Jesus Christ makes you whole too, lady. The devil tried to beat you out of that. But God blessed you. Amen. I could see the blessing on that man, and I couldn't tell. Let's say praise the Lord. My, wonderful. Our trouble's gone from you, sister. Go off the platform rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Satan, he's whipped right now. He was whipped at Calvary. He's whipped right here in the church. He's exposed. Sure, he's exposed. He's sneaking. He's low down. But he can't hide from God. God knows right where he is. Everyone bow your head. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this, our brother. Satan's done this evil to him and wanting to cause him to be hurt. But thou art here, Lord, to make him every whit whole. Grant, Lord, that this spirit that binds him, may it leave him. May it come out. Give thy servant faith over him. Thou demon of deafness, that's deafening the ears of this man, I come in a challenge of faith in the name of Jesus Christ.
You can't hold this man any longer. Come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, brother, you're perfect. All right, raise your head. A man's perfect. You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, what I say whisper, then you say it out loud.
Amen.
Amen. You say it out loud what I whisper to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
He does love me. Let's say praise the Lord like this. Everybody give God praise. How do you do, sister? I want... Which one of these is to take? This one? All right, come on. Sorry, I... didn't see you as I was talking, and I didn't know that you was the ones to come up. Now, we are strangers also, aren't we? I do not know yet, but you're a little excited just now. I'm not reading your mind, but everything's running through you. You're wondering. You're a Christian. Now, I want you just to try to be just as... just look and just try to let every nerve settle. For I am here by God's grace to help you to get well. And, of course, I see you're wearing glasses. And that's one thing that's wrong with you. Of course, the audience sees you've got glasses on. But in just a few moments, maybe the Holy Spirit will speak to me and tell me something concerning you. And I'll talk to you just a little while. Perhaps maybe in talking to people... you can't with everyone, because it's something that'll break through. I mentioned glasses just a few moments ago, and I felt that, you know, even a little thing like that, the Holy Spirit's so sensitive, it'll move back. There's something else wrong. Well, I can see that now, but I can't tell what it is. But God does know what it is. And now He is able to reveal it to me, if He will. And then if I talk to you a little while, and just kind of catch the feeling of your spirit, and then... whatever is wrong, God will show me what is wrong. And you believe that, don't you, sister?
Yes.
Your trouble is in your stomach. Isn't that right?
Yes,
it's a stomach trouble. It's bothering you. And I see a lump. Oh, it's a tumor.
Yes.
Say that tumor's in the stomach. That's where the trouble's at. It's a tumor in the stomach. Is that true?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, sir.
I never go.
Say, don't you have a some kind of a diabetic condition too?
Yes, sir.
That's right, you do. Yes. Say, I see the. Some time ago, you were healed of a blood disease, and I've seen that blood change back. I see a big meeting. You were rejoicing, happy. You were at a meeting where there was many people. I see lots of people, but it must have been years ago. You look younger. And it was the night you received the Holy Ghost. Here, some time ago. Is that true?
Yes, heard it is.
All right, sir, you may go off the platform now. Well, Jesus Christ makes us feel whole. Praise the Lord. Everyone say praise the Lord. I appreciate that audience when he goes in. I couldn't tell what it was. The people were screaming and going on in the meeting. If the audience would be reverent just at that time, you'd hear what they're talking about, you see. Now, a lady is going to get well. She's going to be all right. She's going to be sick after a bit. In about 72 hours, she'll get awfully sick, maybe vomit a while. But don't worry. She'll vomit up that growth that's in her stomach, and she'll be all right. And have faith now. What if the Holy Spirit was here to just tell you what was wrong with you, Mother? Would you believe it?
Yes.
All right. Your heart trouble's gone.
Oh,
your female trouble. Let's say praise be to God. Just childlike simplicity. Look, live, and believe.
Well, don't let Satan fool you anymore, Sam, because you're all right. Just that trouble you had in the wreck shut you up a little, but you're going to get over that nervousness. Come here.
Thank God.
Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon my brother, and may this power that's trying to hold him now, may it turn him loose. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this man go. Come out of him.
Go
off here. Go on. What's going to happen? Never think about it no more, brother. Go on. All right. Let's say praise the Lord.
Well, I wish now this lovely song, Abide With Me. The hour of my death when life is taking me away, or the angels of God, I hope, are packing me to glory. I believe that's already settled. When he takes me away, I hope I hear that song being played like that. Abide with me. When the death is struggling in my throat and the cold vapors floating against my soul. When I start down through that long valley they call the shadow of death, I want to see the morning star come out, light up the way for the valley of the shadow of death. And when I get to the Jordan, I expect to see two glossy wings of the Holy Ghost reach across there, bear our weary souls to a better land. Till that time, may we live faithful to him who is faithful to his word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that God will bless each one of you now. Give you, how many is going to believe with all your heart now? How many of you just keep your hand up and say like this, Brother Branham, I'm holding on to God to answer your prayer tonight. Are you doing that? All right. You do that. That's solid almost, I'd say, 100%. Something's got to happen. Brother, sister, I've said this. And I'm going to say this before the anointing comes down on me deep. Don't pay no attention to the way I'm acting up here, because that's just, you're not in this world at that time. I know where I'm at, but I don't know what I'm saying or doing most of the time. Listen, the angel of God told me if you get the people to believe you, and then be sincere when you pray, there's nothing will stand before your prayer. And I said, sir, they won't believe me. I'm uneducated. He said, you'll be given two signs. And he told me what the signs, as you understand. He said, when this is done, they'll believe then. And then after those signs is done, which is infallible, is it the truth? It is the truth. All right. Then you've accepted it. Now, upon that basis, anything can happen. Hear me? Anything can happen. Don't you pay any attention to any senses? Don't you pay attention to any doubts or any mechanical things? You listen to the Holy Spirit tonight.